China hopes to restore its earthquake zone within 3 years. But even that ambitious timetable leaves the question of how people live through the next 3 years. This morning we'll hear the way some people are doing it. They try to rebuild their lives even as the earth keeps shaking beneath their feet. Just yesterday, Sichuan province felt another aftershock. Interruptions like that do not stop the Chinese, who are now doing business from tent cities. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
21-year-old Li Jin was meant to be cutting hair in her brand-new salon, not where she finds herself now, in a blue tent, its sides open to the elements. Her salon was due to open on the very day the earthquake struck. Instead, it was flattened, killing one of her business partners inside. Now she cuts hair for the homeless and displaced, for a fraction of her normal charge, earning just a couple of dollars a day. To be honest, it's very difficult, she says. I feel a lot of psychological pressure. So many people died, including my friend. I'm at a loss what to do, but I just tell myself I need to stand up by myself. And a surprising number of businesses have popped up in this temporary tent city. Even though its residents are due to move into prefabs, local businesses haven't wasted any time. There are drinks shops, accessory stores, hot pot restaurants, lawyers' offices, all under canvas. 59-year-old Li Guimin helps a customer find a toothbrush in his tent supermarket. Once close to retirement, he's now starting from scratch, but with $300,000 worth of losses. I had four supermarkets before, he tells me, shaking his head. They were destroyed in the quake, and I donated any goods I could salvage to earthquake relief. But he's determined to make a go of it. For now, he's targeting the quake survivors' government stipends of just over a dollar a day. So he stocks cold drinks, tins of food, mosquito repellent, toilet paper, things they may need. He hopes the business district will be back to normal in just 3 years. That may sound extraordinarily optimistic, but counting money at this tent-based credit union, they're reporting some surprising financial consequences. Savings have gone up by $1.5 million since the quake, says employee Xu Yongjun. It's because people no longer have houses to hide their money in. When asked how long it will take before the local economy bounces back to pre-quake levels, his self-confidence is amazing. 5 years if things are good, he predicts, 10 if they're bad. And the woks are blazing at Jiang Sun Fa's tent restaurant. She started it with money made from salvaging scrap metal from the ruins of her house, then selling it. She says the busy trade shows a certain devil-may-care attitude. People here are saying if you have money, you may as well eat it now, she says. They say there could be another earthquake tomorrow, so you may as well spend all your money on food. This hints at the psychological trauma many quake survivors are suffering. And psychologists warn this period is when reality sets in and the suicide rate begins to spike. But the many, many tent entrepreneurs tell another tale, one of sheer resilience and determination. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.